This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2019. This is Garrett Bampost reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Can you believe it's already spring in Boston? The Red Sox season is underway, and Boston has begun its quest for another mind-blowing season to defend its World Series crown. Dying to feel a part of the action? Don't know where to start? Well, there's only one place to get a share in the wins with the Sox. Just grab the odds and allow the experts at betonline.ag to do the heavy lifting for you. Sports, live betting, virtual casino, you name it. BetOnline.ag is CLNS Media's preferred sports book online. If you're feeling lucky and you would like to support our podcast, go to clnsmedia.com/SoxNews and use our promo code CLNS50 for that 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50 at BetOnline.ag. Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action on every play. BetOnline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts. What's the best way to rebound from being swept in a doubleheader? Move on to the next day and get revenge. That's exactly what the Red Sox did Wednesday night, collecting an 11-4 win over the Tigers with exceptional play from everyone around the diamond. It all started with Eduardo Rodriguez, who assembled perhaps the best pitching performance seen by Boston all year. It took four innings for Detroit to even get a hit off number 57. He finished the day with a single run added to his resume. Rodriguez attributed part of the sudden success to his veteran teammate Dustin Pedroia. The position player showed him how to throw a nasty breaking ball, something which the southpaw had yet to master. After just days of practice, Erod decided to take a shot at the new technique, and to his delight, it seemed to fit right into his arsenal. He racked up 7 strikeouts as a result. Rodriguez wasn't the only one with a big day, though. J.D. Martinez collected a season-high 3 hits, and the bottom of the Red Sox hitting lineup was on fire. Boston sent 12 men to the plate in the bottom of the 8th, knocking in 7 runs and giving the bullpen quite a cushion to work with. With the offense rolling and the pitching clicking, this team is a dangerous force to reckon with. Today, the World Series champs look to get even with the Tigers and split the series at 2 games apiece. It's not going to be a pretty battle, though. Both teams are sending some struggling figures to the mound. Rick Porcello will face his former squad with an 0-3 record and 8.47 ERA. His ugly start to the season was put on hold last week in a contest against the Rays, who currently sit atop the American League East. The first-round draft pick limited Tampa Bay to a pair of runs over 6 innings, but unfortunately was not able to pick up the win. On the other side is Jordan Zimmermann. Since his signing in 2016, the right-hander hasn't been able to find the same success he established with the Washington Nationals. Once a Cy Young candidate, he now possesses an abysmal 0-3 record and 4.94 ERA. In his start against the Chicago White Sox this past Friday, he couldn't seem to locate the strike zone and granted a bases-loaded walk. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 Eastern Time. Do you need a place to post a job opportunity? Well, let me tell you, customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Post a job at linkedin.com/garden and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/garden. Terms and conditions will apply. Be sure to follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bambos for the Boston Red Sox news feed.